Hello, everybody. Grab your bottled water, hold on to your pets, and lock in your Facebook feed. This is Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
And I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. Like us on Facebook, use the hashtag Behind the Media to engage with us on Twitter, and listen on iTunes and the CLNS Media Network. Today's episode is powered by RX Bar, the Whole Foods Protein Bar. Go to rxbar.com/CLNS and use promo code CLNS for 25% off your first purchase. We're also brought to you by Little Park Media, where ideas come to life, producing corporate videos and podcasts to tell your story. Find out more at littleparkmedia.com or contact info@littleparkmedia.com. So, Jimmy.
Yes, Dan.
A flight attendant's rigid bag rules left a dog dead in the overhead compartment of a United Airlines flight. How in the world did the world end up hearing about this story? By the way, we never had the bell ring. We never had the bell ring. I'm so used to hearing the bell. I like
Sorry.
The bell. Anyway, we'll trace the DNA of a brilliant social media blitz. Now, this...
Was bell on my script?
It was not. I think I left bell off your script. I thought by now you would know that we ring the bell.
Okay,
you know,
I got it on the other sections, but not on the very beginning.
No bell.
Okay.
For those of you who have not heard the bell before, oftentimes when we're doing our podcast live on Facebook, we do the bell in order to use it as a transition, a bell transition. But anyway, we digress. We're talking about this dog. Everybody all week long has been talking about this poor woman who, a mother with a young child, she's traveling.
Couple of children. Right, yeah. One young child and one 11-year-old.
Traveling on United Airlines.
Yes.
And a flight attendant comes up to her and says, hey, you got to put that bag in the overhead compartment.
You
okay.
You know why I like this story?
Why do you like
this? This is a horrible story, tough story and all that.
Yes.
You know how everybody points the fingers at the media and the media gets blamed for everything?
For everything,
The only other group that actually gets blamed more than the media, the airlines.
They do. But in this case...
They deserve it.
In this case, they deserve it.
And there's a trend.
There is apparently a trend. And this story is less about the incident itself, but we have to tell you about the incident, but it does tie into media here. So the mother is, this woman who's traveling with her children is told to put this bag in the overhead. She's hesitant, right? She knows that she's not supposed to put this dog in the overhead. But again, you can't argue with a flight attendant because you'll get tossed off.
You're not supposed to.
Right.
And
you'll
get
arrested.
And she did, of course. But what I don't understand is why wouldn't she have explained, now this is my little dog in here, Ms. Flight Attendant.
Apparently she was trying to explain this, but you know when...
Dog's only a three-letter word. It doesn't take long.
But you know, here's what typically happens. You and I... We have flown. I used to live on an airplane.
I understand.
And when they come through the aisle,
you weren't in the overhead baggage though. No one ever.
Sometimes I was on a flight coming back from Hawaii one time where we had turbulence, and I felt as if I spent a lot of time up in the overhead compartment. But when they come through the aisle and they tell you to move something, do this, do that. There is no room for you to even open your mouth and explain because typically they are facing people who are belligerent, who want to cause trouble, and they don't want to deal with it. It's like, you know what? I told you to put that bag. Don't tell me why you don't need to put that bag away. The rule is get that bag from where it is and put it overhead. So it's possible, and again, I don't know, but it's possible that as she was explaining herself in the mind of this flight attendant, it's... You know what? I've heard this a million times. Just put the bag away.
Right. And as a human, you want to do what you're told in a situation like that.
Well, some people, yes.
Some people will. Some might want to get in their face and what have you. But the couple of things here, okay?
Yes.
That we have to set this up. Since we're giving some background on this story.
Right.
Let's
talk
about the stats. Let's go to the facts. Because this is what we talk about in Behind the Media. Let's just deal with the facts,
please. Me the facts. Just the facts, Jack.
Just the facts, Jack. Okay. United Airlines has a higher animal death rate that can be explained by the higher number of animals transported on United Airlines.
So that
I guess
makes sense.
Pets,
yeah.
Right.
They have frequent flyer. Pets tend to have frequent flyer cards from United.
You know what? They should because they pets get flown a lot, right?
And pets are United.
I had no idea that United actually transported. Get this. 138,178 animals.
I did not know
last
that.
Year. No. More than double.
Are those people
the
or real animals?
Those are animals.
Okay.
They don't. They turn into animals. No, they're people who turn into animals
right,
after
right.
a few drinks.
Right.
No, but they've that doubles the number carried on Delta and American. So obviously, wow, United is the pet airline of choice.
Wow.
People who are pet owners might want to rethink that. I'm
right.
just saying.
Although you typically would want to go with an airline that carries a lot of pets because
like
they know
Alaska
how to...
Airlines, which always tends to be the best airline.
Yeah,
when people
I
look
love.
At...
I used to fly them all the time.
I've
when
flown
I
them
out
once,
Seattle.
And it was one of the best flights I've ever had.
Wonderful.
I couldn't believe.
Love Alaska Airlines.
They've carried over 115,000 animals last year and reported just 2 deaths and 1 lost animal. Now, yeah. I feel bad for all these animals, obviously, because
yes, yes.
I'm a sensitive
one
guy.
One dead animal is...
But one lost animal, what's worse?
Yeah.
What happened to the animal? What happened to the dog? What happened to the cat? What happened?
Went to the same place all the rest of the bags go.
The little doggy house in the sky, I guess.
Yeah.
Anyway, so United has a lot of... They do a lot
right.
of this.
But, you know, I like United. Oh, you were going to say but.
But I don't understand why the dogs are in the cabin with the passengers. This is one of the things.
No,
that
you can do that with the small doggies. You can do that. I've seen it all the time.
I'm not sure I really agree with that one.
I'm not
I
even
don't...
a dog person, even though we have a dog. But I, you know,
I think
it's though for those little small dogs, you don't want to be putting them down there. You pay extra for it. You can get them to come to the plane.
Wait a second. No. Call me nuts.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
Okay, you're not.
And by the way, I'm sure I'll hear from our friends at PETA and maybe even some of the kids that I live with who love animals. Why can't the pet go in a aircraft crate
right.
and go in with the cargo where other animals
larger,
go?
Larger pets, that's what happens. They put them into an area where they can breathe. There's oxygen there.
Huh.
Sometimes they don't, but because there are accidents that happen.
Accidents.
But larger pets are placed in these larger containers. The small ones can go right with you, pay extra, and you can put them. You can buy another seat. And
so
put them
what
on
we're finding out is that the baggage compartments in the cabin are airtight.
Apparently, that I did not know.
Woof.
That is new.
Yeah,
so
when
I'll,
you hear
I'll
the click.
Don't go up there.
You and your...
don't go up there. I will say, look, I flew United quite a bit, and we were very close to some of the flight attendants because when I was traveling with the White House, there was a contract with United, so we got to know these folks. They were like friends. We would invite them to functions and different things like that. So have a lot of love for United, but this clearly is a case where something went wrong. Now... Having said that, our podcast is not about dogs and airlines and so forth. It really is about the media.
The media, and I know you have the rest of the story. I want to tell what United has done to rectify this.
Wait,
so
not yet. We'll do that at the end. Yeah,
We'll bring in. Trying to get all the facts.
Yeah,
no.
We'll give them a voice.
What
at the
does
very
this
end.
Have to do with media, Dan?
Exactly,
he
you
asks.
Might ask. Well, what's interesting is that this stuff happens all the time everywhere. Airlines, pets dying, all kinds of things. We don't necessarily hear about everything. Or if we do, we hear about it long after it's happened. But what's fascinating about this story is how one person, one woman, was single-handedly able to spread this story around to the networks, get it into the vein of the social media
viral news highway.
Yes.
Viral social media news.
She got it in there, and I was fascinated with sort of the TikTok of how she was able to do that. Because we're always talking about how do you get something to go viral? How do you get people to flock to your podcast? Like you're doing to this one, right? And telling your friends all about us. How do you get people to read your blog? And there's always kind of this mystery to it. But, you know, we almost often say that it's all about luck sometimes, landing in the right place at the right time. But there really is a science to it. And in this particular case, we now know how the science is.
Now,
right?
This is not the woman who lost her dog.
No, it's not the woman who lost her dog. So there was a passenger on the plane who saw all of this happening and, in fact, approached the woman and told her, you know, I'm sorry, what happened to you? The woman, by the way, who when the plane landed, everyone didn't know what was going on at first until, you know, they realized she was on the ground crying because little doggy was no longer alive. In fact, someone described, by the way, not to go too sad down the sad road, if you will. They heard the little dog barking.
And then all of a sudden it went quiet.
It went quiet. Yes, very sad. So anyway, this woman was troubled by it. And
by the way, neither one of them, when the dog was barking, got the dog out of the overhead bin.
Well,
I'm just saying.
You know what's fascinating, though? That I believe the same woman who ended up spreading this story, she wasn't certain whether or not it was safe. She thought, well, maybe the flight attendant knows something that I don't know, so let me just Google to find out if it is, in fact, safe. It's not airtight, and it's okay to put it up. But they were told to
turn
off their
phones.
Now, I didn't know. They don't tell. They tell you to turn it off. off, but you're still allowed to have it kind of on.
Well, you put it on the airport mode.
Right,
airplane
exactly, because
mode.
They let you. But anyway, right. Bottom line was she turned it off. She followed the rules and wasn't able to find the information as to whether or not it was safe. So after this all goes down, this woman who works in community relations for a health food company, so not tied to dogs or pets, other pets, but she is an expert on social media campaigns. And so she had posted something on Facebook initially.
Right.
But she was really worked up about this. So she
asked it to be shared. Please share this to.
But she started tweeting. Right. So she tweeted with a link back to her initial Facebook posting. And then she started tagging all of the pertinent places where she knew would be interested in grabbing this and spreading it. And then she encouraged them to do it.
Right. And, of course, everybody likes to attack the airlines. I
and
keep going back to
pets.
That.
And they love pets
and
babies.
And they love pets. Right. It's babies and pets. That's
babies
what,
and
that's
pets.
That's what drives viral.
That's
viral
what drives
video
it.
And news on this social media.
That's right. So she wrote her message. She said, I couldn't sleep last night, talking about how this thing was still haunting her. So she tags in her tweet, BuzzFeed, Jezebel, PETA, Daily Mail, and then she says to them, quote, can you help amplify this, ? It should never, ! Happen again to, ! Anyone. I mean, it was the textbook way of getting something to get out there, to get attention for it, and to hopefully get it to go viral. And immediately, everyone started. She tagged news organizations, and everyone started reaching out to her. And within a matter of hours, this thing had gone viral. That was fast. I've never seen someone sort of give a description of how they did it. What is the strategy?
We just always thought it was magical algorithms, like our friends at CLNS keep telling us.
Yeah, and
they know how to do it.
And there is magical algorithms.
Yes, there are.
That's what works, right? But in addition to that, there's some old school basic ways of getting attention. In fact, ask for help. Give a compelling reason as to what that is that you're asking help for, right? So not just help, I need a new stereo system. Why did I say stereo? So who gets stereo systems anymore?
What's a stereo system?
What is it? Okay.
Is that what I play my albums on?
Yeah,
a new album.
I just sort of dated myself. Or I need a new iPhone. But it's, you have to have a real call to action. And then you tag the right people and you get attention. Okay, so that's the reason we did the story, because it's really fascinating. It's kind of the inside workings of getting something to go viral. Not only do we hope this will be educational for our audience, but I've written these things down and I hope to use them in the future. Now,
absolutely.
United,
you said. If you are traveling with a pet on United.
Right.
Ever again.
Right.
Just in case there's another 180 million thousand people out there. To prevent this from happening again by April. By the way, it's going to take till April to do this, which is about 2 weeks away, I guess. Seems to be one simple email to all the bag carriers.
Good.
Okay,
yeah.
We're going to put a bright colored bag tag on customers. Oh no, on their pets. Not on the passengers.
But just
the bags and the tags are not going on the passengers.
They're
going
to go on the.
They're
pets.
Going on the pets
on
or
the, pet
the or the or the bag that
has to be the bag
carrying
the,
pet.
The bag. Right.
A lot of I've seen the little doggies in the purses. The women with their purses. And
oh
their bags,
yeah.
I don't want to get into that and shoes and all that.
Yeah,
anyway,
it's an accessory.
So now
those
you will have the visual
dog.
Tag, which will further help their flight attendants out identify pets in the cabin. Because I guess the flight attendant I didn't know it was a dog in there.
That's sort of fascinating. That's kind of like...
Wink.
I mean, I recognize I'm not a dog person, and I know what it... I'm told it was a dog bag. So it wasn't as if she had them in like a Nike bag for tennis shoes.
I'm just kidding. I'm imitating what the dog might have been doing.
And that would have been,
I am a dog. The dog is saying, I am a dog.
That's
do
much
not
more
put,
attention than a tag.
That's right. Do not.
Yeah. But I've been fascinated. You know, at airports where they put, this bag is heavy on a giant bag. It's about, 20 by 20. They go, this bag.
Right.
Oh, really? I thought something that big would be light.
That's
so,
right.
Yeah, but this is what happened. Anyway, they say this is United also said that this is a tragic accident that should never have occurred, and that we can concur on that. That should have never happened.
Can I ask a question,
yes.
Mr. Sudo?
You're raising your hand like a student in
That's
school.
That's right. I got to ask this question. If you bring a pet, cat, dog, I heard a giant bunny was brought onto a plane.
Right.
What if someone on the plane is allergic to that animal?
Well, I've actually been on a plane where that happened, and they asked to be moved.
Who's being moved? The pet or the passenger who's allergic?
Well, the passenger who's allergic asked to be moved.
Yeah, because off the plane.
Because this person was kind of rude and saying, "Get that dog out of," and it was actually a therapy dog. And this person was saying some very strong words, and they finally moved that person.
What happened 30 years ago with people who needed therapy dogs? They didn't have therapy dogs 30 years ago.
They didn't have them officially named and accepted. No, I think, look, this is expanded, but we understand there are a lot more things that we understand nowadays.
Yes.
So we have to expand our thinking, yes, and we have to expand our offerings. Okay. Anyway. Fascinating story on how media played a big role, social media, in making the world aware of a poor little dog that died in the overhead of a United Airlines airplane.
And forced a change in policy. We like that.
Exactly. Next time you fly with your pet, careful.
Was that a premature bell?
That was a premature bell.
Darn.
Hey, if you like this episode, let us know. Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. Have questions or comments, let us know also at info@littleparkmedia.com.